This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
As Illinois begins another month of stay at home, more people are toying with the idea of allowing others to join their quarantine unit. WBEZ's Monica Ng talked with specialists about if and how that could be done safely.
Last month, Dan Liebenson made a deal with family friends who live on the same block in Hyde Park. Both families would commit to strict quarantine for 2 weeks. And if everyone was healthy at the end of it, they'd all join into one unit for the rest of the stay at home.
I think that what really makes it possible is that we have this family that we're so extremely close with, and 6 children between the two families who are extremely responsible.
Liebenson says it helps that all 4 parents work from home, 2 are scientists, and 1 went to med school. And they also have something else.
You really, really, really have to trust the other people.
Dr. Tina Tan is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Northwestern University. She doubts that blended situations like the Liebensons would work for most people. Because she says even if folks say they're totally isolating,
that's impossible. You know that's not true.
So Tan advises against joining families or even bringing in a new member to your quarantine group. She says this as Illinois families are facing at least another month of stay at home and maybe thinking about taking in a lonely elderly parent, a grandchild, or a child who's been living with another custodial parent.
The best thing to do is you just don't bring this person into the household.
University of Chicago infectious disease specialist Emily Landon is more open to the idea if families weigh the risk.
Anytime you expand your group, there's going to be a little bit more risk. But that may be a tolerable amount of risk for some families and really necessary in order to help the family move forward and make sure everybody gets taken care of.
But if taking care means bringing grandma into a house where people are coming and going to essential jobs,
maybe it's safer for people to just bring stuff to grandma and wear a mask.
But for those who think they will add someone to their quarantine group, medical experts offer some basic rules. Rule number 1 comes from University of Pennsylvania infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Gluckman.
If one were going to do this and be as safe as possible, you'd want negative tests on everybody involved.
This may be ideal, but U of Chicago's Emily Landon knows that's not always possible, especially with asymptomatic people. So she recommends what the Liebensons did, imposing a super strict 2-week quarantine before coming together. And even then, being vigilant for what she calls the wash-in period of another 2 weeks. So rule number 2?
Be extra careful about cleaning surfaces, washing hands. You could even wear your fabric masks at home.
And when it comes to setting household guidelines, she offers rule number 3.
You sort of have to follow the risk level of the highest risk person. So bringing a grandmother into a quarantine family may mean that everyone has to curtail their actions a little bit more.
Liebenson says the key to making it all work is faithfulness, kind of like a relationship. So rule number 4, no one in your group can see other people.
And if somebody saw somebody else, it would be experienced as a betrayal.
When it comes to not seeing other people, that includes kids. Dr. Tan at Northwestern says she gets questions about kids playing with friends all the time.
And it's like, no, they can't do that.
Dr. Landon at U of C agrees.
Yeah, unfortunately, children are the most likely of all of us to be asymptomatic and still be contagious. In fact, when I hear about people having no idea where they got their COVID, the first question I ask is, have your kids been playing with other kids?
Still, the doctors say they get that all this isolation is taking a toll on mental health. And the longer it goes on, the more people will be seeking ways to connect. But like anything else, they want people to wisely balance the rewards and the risks. Monica Ng, WBEZ News.